Good evening, guys. Vengeance Robert here. I just wanted to give you a few words about depression. We'll give it a few minutes and see if anybody comes on with us. I ain't have nobody right now. I'm going to add some people just because I want to. See, yep, there we go. Kind of invite some people right quick that may want to hear about this. Hey, guys. Good evening. We're headed our way to church right now. I just wanted to give you a few words about depression. Hey, sister. Hey, April and Andre. Hey, Tawana. Okay, let me get to these words before we get to church. Depression and versus anxiety. Some of the verses that are in the Bible. I want to speak about Isaiah 41:10. For fear thou not, for I am thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with thy right hand of righteousness. When we realize that we're upholded with the right hand of righteousness, we have no reason to be depressed. When we realize that God is in control of our life, no matter which way our life is going at that point, because circumstance is where we want our, and our vision is where we need to be. And once the devil starts attacking you with depression, you know you're getting somewhere. Because the devil wants to keep his people down, and he wants to keep the ones that are not of him totally away. He'll even make you feel like you don't need to go to church. He'll make you feel like it's better just to sit at home and nobody loves you and nobody cares because that phone's not ringing. But God really wants us to be happy. Because if nobody loves us, God loves us. In Philippians 4, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, be careful for nothing. I got to match that button right there. Be careful for nothing but more, and everything be by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and let us request being known to God. If you are depressed, you need to let God know, God, I'm depressed and I need your help. I need freedom. And let me tell you something. I'm just going to speak from the heart right now. You got to renounce it. You have to decide that you don't want to be depressed no more. Because if you decide you want to be depressed and you just stay in that same realm and that same rut until you've decided that you're not going to be depressed no more, and you make up a mindset, it's all about your mindset. If you get the mindset of like, look, I know Jesus is going to take care of me. I know that there's times in my life that I'm going to be depressed, but I choose to rejoice. I choose to be happy. I choose not to let it bring me down. For I choose to rejoice in the middle of the storm. Just like Paul and Silas were in the middle of the jail. And they had decided they had to go to jail. Well, they just started worshiping him while they were stuck in bondage. They could have been depressed. Oh, man, we got caught doing what Jesus wanted us to do. But no, they raised their hands and they worshiped him. And when people worship, I don't know what happened, guys, there, but it let me come back. So I'm back. So, and the peace of God with the path of all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. We have to understand that depression is something that will not keep us peaceful. But because of the peace of God, it can be upon our lives. We can have peace. And when you think people are after you, you're really not fighting that flesh that you're looking at. But you're fighting things that you cannot see in the fleshly eyes. But once God reveals your spiritual eyes, then you can see it. But we have to decide that we don't want to be depressed. And it is, I would say, 80% of your choice. Actually, it's 100% of your choice that if you want to be depressed or not. And things can happen that can make you down. I mean, I get down every now and then. But I also know how to encourage myself, as David did when they went to Zigzag and they took his stuff. But he went and he got with a God and took a break and said, God, I need to do this. I need to help myself. So when you're down, you need to say, look, I don't want to be depressed no more. I don't want to be sad no more. I'm hurting myself and I'm hurting my family. I don't want this no more, Lord. Take this burden away from me. For God's burden is light and the yoke is easy. And when there's yoke is easy upon your life, and you realize that if I'm depressed, I can lay my burdens down onto God, then I'll start feeling a whole lot better. I mean, he'll even trick your mind to say, oh, there's no reason to go to church. Nobody loves you in church. There are times in our life that even in church, we'll sit there and we'll hear the devil say, don't go to that altar. You already know you're depressed and you don't want nobody to know what's going on in your life. That is the devil keeping you from being healed. That is the devil keeping you from being delivered. When we decide that we're Christian warriors and we put on the whole armor of God and we get to the point where our authority in Jesus Christ is stronger than it ever has been, we're going to be taking more, yes. But we will learn how to fight those battles even better than we did before. And like, I want to read some more scriptures. I like scriptures. Finally, brethren, whosoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if thou be any virtue, if thou be any praise, think of these things. See, when we start getting down, that's when we need to think of the good things that God has already done for us. Well, first of all, the worst thing I always think about is the time that God died on the cross. Because he didn't have to do that for me. He didn't have to die on that cross for me. He did it anyway. That makes me excited. That makes me happy. That a man loved me so much that he died and gave his life so I could have eternal life. That don't make me depressed. But the devil will turn around and go, well, you just need to be depressed. People don't like you. People don't like the way you talk. People don't like the way you preach. People don't like the way you do things. But you know what? I don't care if they like it or not. Because I'm going to preach the truth, the way, and the light through Jesus. And I'm telling you today, if you're depressed and you're on here, there's a reason that you did this because it said depression. And that's the reason why you joined. And if you joined it, I'm telling you, today's the day. You need to find a church tonight. Go to the altar. Or call me and I will pray over you. I need you to renounce depression and command it to die and command it to leave. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you're fearful about something, fear will bring his buddies with him. And if fear brings his buddies with him, there's a whole lot more than depression that comes along with it. And fear and pride will destroy it and let a lot of other stuff in. And depression is something that the devil uses in one of his toolboxes. Let me find some more scriptures before I get to church. Anxiety is nothing but the steps the devil uses to make you feel bad about stuff. Don't never feel bad about going to the altar. Don't ever feel bad about going to the altar. Proverbs 3:5-6. I got to mash the few more button again. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. If you're having trouble and you are depressed, lean on his understanding. Lean on his guidance. Don't lean on Brother Robert's guidance. Don't lean on my wife's guidance. But lean on God's guidance, because God's going to direct you in the right path. And I can almost assure you it's going to line up with very closely to what I'm telling you you need to do. Get to the altar and give your life back to God. Forgive yourself and get to that altar and say, God, I forgive myself for beating myself up, for putting myself down. I am worthy of you. I trust in you, and I need you right now in my life. I need you right now to build me up what the devil has tore down. I am tired of fighting this battle, God, without you. For the battle is thy, God, and not mine. See, when we realize that we're fighting a battle that is not ours, then we lay it on God where it's supposed to be, and we will realize, because he said, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. If those weapons are starting to prosper, are you in the right place with God? Did you hear what I said? I said, if those weapons are formed against you, are starting to prosper, and are starting to hurt you, and starting to put you through depression, are you in the right place with God? Did you hear what I said? I said, are you in the right place with God? If you let depression control your life, if you let depression take over your life to the point where you think of suicide, to the point where you think of trying to hurt yourself, to the point where you think you're not worthy for God and you're not worthy to do anything in your life, you are to the point where you're in dire need to go to an altar or to fall on your knees where you're at and say, God, help me. I need help right now. I can't do this on my own. I can't do this anymore. I need your help. I need deliverance of these chains called depression. I need deliverance of these chains called anxiety. I need deliverance of these chains called bondage of depression, anxiety, of fear. I'm telling you, they all buddies. They all hang out together. Let me get some more scriptures. Peter, 1 Peter 5, 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. My little son said today in church, he learned about the sparrow, and God takes care of the sparrow, and the sparrow is always watching us, and the sparrow is taken care of, and we're greater than the sparrow. That came from an 8-year-old. If he can understand that simple, why can't we understand that depression is not of God? Depression is of the devil. Depression is something that the devil uses to keep you from going, to the next level in your spirituality walk, with God. He keeps you from the next level. I want to go to the next level. Do you? First, you got to get out of the level of depression. Proverbs 12:25 says, heaviness in the heart of man maketh stoop, but a good work make it good. If you're depressed, go do something for somebody. It is going to make you joyful. It's going to make you happy. Matthew 6:34 says, take therefore no thought of thy morrow, for morrow shall take thou things of itself. Sufficient unto the day it is evil therefore. Justin, I see you're on here if you're listening. I remember what I told you. Continue in God, keep yourself in God, and keep working the right way in God, and God's going to put things back together greater than they were before, because you were delivered from depression on the phone with me the other day, and I totally believe that. And I know that depression will come back again one day, brother, and he is going to try to tell you that you're still depressed. But you remember, you have the authority as a Christian to tell that demonic spirit to leave right then. It did not have to be a priest. It did not have to be an evangelist. It did not have to be an apostle. But we have the authority as Christians to command the devil to shut up and to leave us alone. And let me tell you something. When you realize your authority in him, when you realize the authority you have in Jesus, the more things are going to attack you. But the more time that you will spend less battles in spiritual warfare, because you'll see them coming. You'll know they're coming. And you'll still fight. Even the angel that got to Daniel on his 21-day fast had to fight coming and had to fight going. I'm not telling you it's not going to come back. I'm not telling you that it's not going to be a fight. But what I'm telling you is, once you totally give yourself wholly acceptable to Jesus Christ, wholly acceptable, completely, not partly, not partially, but completely, 100% dedicated, all in, then you will start seeing the authority upon your life. You'll start seeing the depression have to leave. You'll be able to lay hands on people, and demonic spirits will be able to leave, and you'll be able to lay hands on people, and people will be healed. But you will not get to that point till you get out of the rut of depression. James 5:15 says, and the prayer of faithfulness shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise up if have committed sins, thou shalt be forgiven. A lot of times that we will see that depression or sickness is connected to a sin, whether it's a personal sin you committed or a sin that was committed back when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit. It's connected. So a lot of times when I'm praying for people, if I feel led, I will have them ask forgiveness, because there's something that let that thing in. There's a sin that let that thing in. Because see, the devil can't attack me unless I give him permission or God gives him permission. Ooh, did you hear that? I said the devil cannot attack me unless I give him permission or to get totally in and to totally attack me unless I give him permission or God gives him permission. I know that there's times that you feel that nobody loves you. I just feel like right now, I feel there's times that you feel that nobody loves you and nobody cares. But let me tell you something. Jesus does care. He died on the cross for us. He died on the cross for us so we shall have ever eternal life. That we shall be able to breathe Urach, which is the breath of life. And if that breath of life lives inside me, and that God lives inside me, I have no choice but not be depressed. I have no anxiety. I have no depression because I know the Lord my God is my strength. When I feel weak, I don't blow in self-pity. I don't bring people in my misery. I praise my way out. I come in praising and I go out praising. Because there's times in our lives that the devil's going to attack us to the whole full forward. Especially when you walk in the anointing that I walk in. Anointing that Apostle Trace walks in, and she just joined us. And when she walks in that anointing, she's going to be attacked. Let me tell you something else. We're not just attacked in our own lives, but every time we pray for somebody, we're attacked for what we commanded out of you. And I just want you to know something. All I want you to do when I pray for you is stay in God. Because see, I don't want to have to come back out and cast your demons out seven times of what they were before. But this depression thing that I'm speaking about, let me get back on my subject. I'm getting off to another subject. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps for our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself make intercession for us with groanings we cannot be uttered. When you get so depressed, and so down that you don't know what to pray, just cry out to Him. Say, oh, God, help me. I need your help. And I promise you, two things are going to happen. First, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're going to start speaking in tongues. Second, if you're not, God's going to show you something and start to deliver you and start to send a man or a woman of God your way. Or He's going to come down and send angels to minister you right there where you're at. Because God wants us not to be depressed. Yes. But He wants us to be joyful. My joyful don't come from people around me. My joy comes from the strength of the Lord. My joy comes from when I see somebody saved, when I see somebody delivered, when I see somebody healed. It's not because Brother Robert laid hands on them. It's not because any of my friends laid hands on them. But it is because the power and the anointing upon my life that God has gave me has come and has showed itself in the miracle and the works that are of Jesus Christ. Yes. For He said the anointed, their miracles and healing shall follow them. And I know that's when that happens. Because depression, you cannot stand in front of me no more. Depression, if I lay hands on somebody, you time and time again have been able to have had to leave. And today, if you are depressed, before I get off here, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to do a covering over everybody that's on here that got and got off of here. Because depression, I'm done with it. I'm done with you attacking the people. Isaiah says, for thy Lord thy God will hold up thy right hand, saying unto you, thou fear not, I will help thee. When you feel like there's nobody to help thee, when you feel like there's no way out, there's nobody to go to, you feel like you can't trust the pastor, you feel like you can't trust the members of the church, you feel like this is just lies from the devil, but I'm telling you what the depression tells you. I've heard it myself. My wife's heard it. When you walk in an anointed church where the Holy Spirit is flowing, don't think the devil's not going to try to get up in there. Don't think the devil's not going to try to mess with your mind. Don't you think the devil's going to try to destroy what God's doing? And what that right there says, for Isaiah 41:13 says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, for I will help thee. Today is the day that God has chosen to help you if you're depressed. Today is the day that God has chosen to help you if you have anxiety. Today is the day God has chosen to help you if you're not joyful. For I have know that God's about to deliver somebody. I feel it in my spirit. I know I'm talking to somebody out there. I know I am. Oh, yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I know there's somebody out there right now that's thinking about committing suicide today that has came or that will watch this video. I'm telling you, do not do it. God is telling you through this man of God right now that Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you. He cares for you. I know it with all my heart. He sent his only son to be died on the cross for us. He bled, he was beat, he was spit upon. If any man had a reason to be depressed, it was Jesus Christ. But he wasn't. He went towards his purpose. Today, each and every one of you that have heard this message, you have a purpose in life. You have a purpose in life. You have a purpose that means that you don't have to be depressed no more. God's saying that he wants to deliver you today. He wants to show you the way. I'm going to give you a few more scriptures I just like to meet. Romans 12:12 says, rejoicing in hope. See, depression will come and it'll steal your hope. When the hope's gone, faith is gone. For faith is the hope of evidence not seen in the substance. And if you don't have either one of those, you have nothing. You got to have the hope. If you have hope, then you have a chance out. The hope is Jesus Christ. The faith is in Jesus Christ. It's not an evangelist Robert Roberts. It's not in the I Thirst Ministries with my family. But it is in the power and the anointing and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Jesus.
He's the one that has gave me a power and authority over demonic spirits. He's the one that has gave me the power and authority to lay hands on the sick and then be healed. I do that as his work, as his faithful servant, as his warrior. But I can't do this if I'm depressed.
Yes,
I can't do this if I'm down. Yes, but I choose not to be. Do you choose not to be today? A few more scriptures. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it's impossible to please. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he rewardeth of them diligently seek him. You got to be continually, diligently seeking God. If you're not diligently seeking God, then yes, the devil's going to creep in the cracks of your armor. He's going to creep into the point where he finds a way in to start telling you lies, to start telling you things. There's times in our life that we have to understand that we are not battling a fleshly battle, but we are battling a spiritual warfare battle that most of us cannot see because we have not seek God diligently enough to have the spiritual eyes to see things. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my tablet just closed itself. Psalm says, in the multitude of my thoughts, within my thy comforts delight my soul. If your thoughts are not concentrated on Jesus Christ, your thoughts are not where God has brung you from to where he has brung you to. You start dwelling in the past, very dangerous. You start thinking about what you used to be and not the excellence which lives inside you, which is the Holy Spirit. Then, yes, you will start being depressed. Yes, it will get worse and worse and worse because you are not dwelling on the good things that Jesus did for you. You are not dwelling on the good things that Jesus wants us to understand. That he don't want us to be depressed. He don't want us to have anxiety. He don't want us to have fear. For he said he did not give us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of a sound mind. Look at God right now. A sound mind. That don't include depression. That don't include anxiety. That does not include fear. A sound mind means a solid mind. A successful mind. It means that when I start to feel bad, I can think on Jesus Christ. I can think on him. And I know that he is going to take care of me. I know I'm going to get through this storm no matter what. That's what I want you to understand is that if you're going through something right now, Jesus is going to deliver you and heal you.
In the name of Jesus.
But you have to seek him. He's a perfect gentleman. He's not going to come to you and say, I need you to be healed right now.
But he's going to woe and prick and talk to you softly to try to get you to understand that you have to totally commit yourself to him. Guys, it's getting close to my church time at 5 o'clock, so I'm going to wrap up here in a few more seconds. Come on to me, that labor and heavy laden with give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. He wants to give you rest tonight if you've not been sleeping. Romans 5:5-3. And not only so, but with glory and tribulation, and also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Yes. You know, we had to have patience in the time of depression. But that's just a little season. And if I need depression, I need it. If I need depression gone, excuse me. If I need depression gone, I'm going to run to that altar. I'm not going to let it keep me down.
Yes.
Cause see, you have little weights and you have big weights. One of my pastor friend, minister friends said, which is Wayne. I give him credit for it today. And the little weights will keep you down more than the big weights sometimes. Cause the little weights are sneaky. Okay, one last little scripture. Psalms 118. I just feel somebody needs to hear this right now. The right hand of the Father... Actually, I'm going to start on the first verse. And then I'm going to skip down. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because he is merciful forever. Okay, then I'm going to skip down here. For the Lord my strength and my song is my salvation. The voice of rejoicing salvation is in tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has cast chasing me sore, but he have not given me over to death. So I'm going to go ahead and start praying because our church service starts in about 5 minutes and I don't want to miss it. So if you'll bow your heads, if you're still listening, God, I come to you right now, Jesus, that you will just come upon the ones that have took the few minutes on this Facebook live feed, Lord God, that you'll come upon them right now. And if they have any bouts of depression in or around them, Lord God, I command it to die in your mighty name right now. I command the root cause of depression, whether it's sin or whether it's somebody hurt them, Lord God, I command it to die right now and leave them right now. You cannot be in or around these men and women of God right now. You cannot be in the ones that are going to church tonight. You cannot be in the ones that truly love you. You cannot be in the ones anywhere depression. I command you right now to leave them right now and die. I command fear to leave right now. For God has not gave us a spirit of fear, but of sound mind. Lord God, I ask you right now, Lord, if you'll send sound mind to each and every one of the ones that joined in and joined out, oh God. Send sound mind, Lord God, and send a peace that passeth all understanding to them, Lord. Lord God, if there is somebody on here, oh God, that does not know you, Lord God, please let them get saved today, oh God. Lord God, they can Facebook me, they can call me, they can do whatever they need to do to get a hold of me, oh God. Lord God, I will pray the sinner prayer with them, Lord God, and I will rejoice with them, and I will give you all the glory, oh God. Lord God, I just want to thank each and every one of you today that have took the time to hear me minister for a little while. I do have a revival coming up at Heaven's Highway Church, August the 3rd through the 6th, starting at 7 p.m. and on the 6th is at 10 a.m. in Bessemer, Alabama, where I was born and raised at, on 4th Avenue Southwest. I'd love to have you there and come and worship with me and have a blessed day.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. We have several different sermons that have been uploaded from the previous years of ministering for 11 years. The last 2 years we have been traveling. We have finally made it to out of state in Tennessee, Alabama is the newest one, and that was on December the 8th. I think it was uploaded. The first one we actually uploaded was that one. You can listen to their entirety on there. They're raw, they're not cut. I may have music may be cut out, the worship music, but the sermon is really important to listen to. I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to our podcast, iThirst Ministries. And my name is Evangelist Robert Roberts. I would like to give you a way to opportunity to contact us if you would like us to come to your church or your function. It's evangelistrr@gmail.com is the email. You can look us up on Facebook at Evangelist Robert Roberts. You can also find us on YouTube at Evangelist Robert Roberts. -Evangelist RR. You probably can find us either searching either one of those names. Also, I want to give you an opportunity if you would like to plant a seed into this ministry. This ministry is totally funded by you and nobody else. We don't have a headquarters or anything like that. So we are funded by what God provides. So if you would like these podcasts, we'd like this podcast to continue going on these different outlets. And you can give through the donate button on the podcast. Or you can also give to Cash App, which is $Evangelist RR. $Evangelist RR is our Cash App. I do have a PayPal, but I had to figure out exactly what it is. We don't use it much. But also, you can also give at any location that we are ministering in at that time if you would like to show up and listen to us in person. Again, I just want to thank you. This is just a thank you to the audience out there video. We have 20 plus views on different multimedias. I just want to thank you for all you are doing. Continue to pray for our ministry. I'm praying that God will bring us close to a location near you. And by helping that, if you can give me your pastor or your coordinator of your ministry, they can help us get us there. Just give them the contact information, and we would love to come out there and minister. But I know this is a thank you video, but I have to give you a little bit of word, or I don't feel right. I just want you to understand that Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. No other religion has the so-called God died for you. Jesus went to the cross in all his glory. He put all his glory down so he could save you. You are important to him. See, don't be the ones that win the Bible. It says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Don't be the ones that get to that point where God is turning to the God that you say he should be, and he has to make you bow. He has to make you confess, because it's going to happen. Be the one that gets the reward for knowing Jesus. Be the one that gets to know Jesus and loves Jesus because he died on the cross for you. That he went to Calvary and he hung and bled and was pierced and on the side for you. For you. He died for you so that you may not have to live a life in sin, but you may have to live a life of eternal life, and that we can learn to walk in the glory of God, and we can learn to do things in his eyes, in his ways, in his tactfulness. So just remember, as you listen to these podcasts, they're not here to convict you. Even though there will be some conviction through the Holy Spirit, I was not sent to convict you. I was just sent with a message from God. If the videos convict you, if the podcast convicts you, that must be the Holy Spirit talking to you. Oh, don't think I don't get convicted with my own messages. I get convicted so many times. Usually when I'm preaching or I'm teaching, I am talking to myself. I just want to let you know that Jesus loves you. He died for you. And he is the one true God. No one can come to the Father except through him. So Jesus is the truth, he is the way, and he is the life. No one can come through the Father to the Father except through him. When they tell you there are multi ways to get to God, I'm going to tell you that is a lie. I'm telling you today, that is a lie, for there is not multi ways to get to God, but there is only one true way, and that way is Jesus Christ, the man that died on Calvary for you, the man that loved you so much. He could have called 10,000 angels to get him off the cross, but he did not. He could have called multitude of angels to get him off the cross, but he did not. He bled and died for you. He bled and died so you may have eternal life, so you may have the grace that comes with it, so you may have the peace that passes all understanding that comes with it. He died so you may live a good life and help others. One of his commandments was love thy neighbor as you love thyself. And that's another sermon for another day, because I want to tell you, if you're not loving yourself, you can't love your neighbor. And that probably will be the next podcast, so tune in. I got to get off of here. I got some work I got to do. But I just want to thank you for listening to Evangelist Robert Roberts on our podcast. And have a nice day, brothers and sisters in Christ. And if you come across this and you don't know the Lord, and you need me to help you do the sinner's prayer, please, I beg you, send me a message. I would love to help and lead you to Christ. I will rejoice with you, because when we get another soul saved, the angels in heaven start a party. And I want to be part of that party when you get saved. Let me pray for us, and then we'll get off of here. Lord God, I just thank you for who you are, oh Jesus. Jesus, I just thank you for everything that you've done in our life, Father. Father, if there's any sin among us, Father, I ask you to forgive it, Father. Father, I ask you to just cover us with your blood of grace, Father. Father, I just want to thank you for everything you've done in my life in 2018, Father, because here comes 2019. I know you've got many different doors that are going to open, not just for Evangelist Robert Roberts and family, but for I Thirst Ministries and for others that are connected to us, Father. Father, I just want to thank you for everything you're doing, Father. The breath that you gave in your rock, the breath that I breathe in the Holy Spirit, Father. Father, I want to thank you for the words of acknowledgement you have gave many of us. The words of wisdom you have gave many of us, Father. The words of prophecy you have gave many of us, Father. I just want to thank you for you dying on the cross, Father. For you humbling yourself when I was not worthy to be a sacrifice. But you were worthy to be the perfect sacrifice. When I couldn't do it, Father, you did it for me. When I couldn't stand, you stood for me. When I thought there was no way out of the battle, Father, you were the way out. Father, when I thought there was no hope, you were the hope. Father, I just want to thank you for everything you're doing, Father. And I pray if there's anyone out there that does not know the Lord, Father, that you will send the Holy Spirit of conviction, and you will start to change their life around, and you will start to show who you are in the midst of their trouble. They will start to see who you are, Father, and turn to the one true God that can help. Father, we just thank you for who you are, for your Alpha, Father, and your Omega, for you're the beginning and the end, Father. Father, for you're the great I am that I am, Father. Father, you're the great counselor, Father. Father, we just thank you for everything you're doing, Father. And Father, I pray for all my enemies out there, if they don't know you, Jesus. Father, I ask that my life will show them you, and I want them not to see Evangelist Robert Roberts, but I want them to see you when it comes to the light, Father. When they look at me, I want them to say, that man is of Jesus. That man loved me no matter what I did to him. That man, that's how I want everybody to start loving. I want them to love unconditionally like you loved us, Father. Father, you could have said, I can't be on that cross, Jesus, because they don't love me. They don't show appreciation for what I've done and what I've said. They don't even know me anymore. They turn their back on me, but no, Father. You said, I love them so much that they're worthy enough for me to die for them. I love them so much, for they are going to be my children. Many of them are going to be apostles and prophets, and many of them are going to just turn the world upside down because they proclaim the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, God, for who you are. Father, you're Alpha, Father, and you're Omega. Father, you're the beginning and the end, Father. Father, you're the one true God, Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you for who you are, oh God. Father, I thank you for everything that you're doing in our life, Father. Father, I'm excited about what's about to come, about to happen in the world, Father. I feel a revival on edge, Jesus. Father, I know it's on edge, Father. And Father, I just thank you for me being a part of the kingdom to help guide people to you, Father. Father, I thank you for the anointing upon our lives and others.
Father. I just ask you to increase everybody's anointing that has not known you, Father. I ask you to increase everybody's anointing that knows you, Father. That are men and women and children of yours, God. Father, you said, forsake not the little children, Father. Father, I got a son that's on fire for Jesus. And Father, I ask you to increase his faith by day and by night, Father. Father, I ask you to increase the ones that do not know you, Father. I ask you to just bless them and show them who you are, Father. Get them out of their troubles and their trials. And Lord God, I know you're the everlasting God, Father. Father, I know you are our provider, Father. Father, if there's somebody struggling out there with finances, Father, I ask you to open the gates of financial success to them, Father. I ask you to open the gates of financial success to them, Jesus. Father, if they're weary and they're depressed, Father, I ask you to send your unconditional love to them, Jesus. Father, I ask you to fill the void in their heart, oh God. Father, I ask you to take everything that you are, Jesus, and just hug on them. Send the angels to camp about around them, Father, if you so desire. Father, I just thank you for who you are. Father, you're everything to us. Father, you're the almighty, all-wonderful Jesus. Father, without you, I could not breathe. I would not be here, Father. Father, one day I'll get on here and I'll give my testimony of the things that you have got me through. But Father, right now, I just want them to know that you love them and you care for them. And I just want them to know that you are the one true God. I promise you, I would not get excited if I did not know that you are the true God. There's no doubt in my mind. I know there has been times in the past that my mind has struggled and said, is this real? Could this be real? But then you start showing miracles beyond miracles and things beyond things that cannot be explained by man or by science, Father. Father, you show me the beautiful world. Father, you show me how beautiful it is above in the sky in a plane, Father. Father, I watched my mother come back to life 3 times, Father. Father, you have proved to me a time and time again. Father, I want to say, just like they said, if you don't know Jesus, just try him for a bit. I promise, once you try him, once you really, truly give your heart to God, I don't mean no mediocre. One day I love Jesus, the next day I hate Jesus, the one day I love Jesus, the one day I'm for Jesus, the one day I'm against Jesus. I mean the ones that truly pick up their cross and follow you, Father. They know that they know that they know that you are the one true God, Father. In your mighty name, I pray, Father, that you will send multitudes to every ministry I'm connected to of souls. You will send multitudes of every ministry to the broken and the brokenhearted, the broke, the depressed, the ones that need you, the alcoholics, the drug addicts, the prostitutes, the adulterers, the sinners, Father. You just send them into these healing churches, Father. Father, I know there's many healing churches, but you send them to the ones that is going to help them, Father. It don't matter which ones you send them to, Jesus. As long as they know they need to go to the right ones, Father. Don't let them walk into no false places, Father. Father, you said there will be false prophets and false teachers and false preachers among us, Father, and there's more now than there ever were. But Father, I'm here with this anointing that you have gave me to proclaim that you are the one true God. I am not a prosperity preacher, but I am a prosperity and souls preacher. I want to see more souls saved than ever before. I want to see this America turn back around for you, Jesus. Father, I just ask and I pray for the government, Father, that you just will start to do things, Father, to create things, Father, the way you need it to go, Father. I know you said in the Bible some things have to happen, but Father, I ask you just delay for a little while longer. Ask your Father if you can delay for a little while longer. There's more souls to be labored out there. In your mighty name I pray. Amen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Evangelist Robert Roberts with I Thirst Ministries. I just want to give you a little word today. It's called, He is the Same God. Well, He is the same God. He was back in the day when He created the moon and the stars and the earth, and He rested on the Sabbath. I know there's many people out there that want to think that He is not that same God or that He don't exist, but let me tell you something. I have seen His glory. I have seen what he can do when you put your trust into him. He will start to change your life around because he is the same God that I put my trust in. He is the same God that Noah put his trust in when he had to build the ark and all his friends had turned against him, and the only ones that were left was his family. And you would think that there would probably be some people on the side of the boat just scratching to get in. Noah, we're sorry. Let us in. We should have believed you. But he is that same God. He's also the same God that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for its sin. He is also the same God that was with Elijah when the dry bones come alive. He was also the same God with Elijah when fire come down for the altar that had been soaked many, many, many times to prove who he was. For he is Holy Ghost and fire. For he is the one true God. For he is the man above all men, the King of all kings, and the Lord of all lords. For he is the great I am. And let me tell you, the great I am is the same great I am that delivered Lazarus out of that tomb. He is the same great I am that delivered the saints out of bondage in Europe. He is the same great I am that we all come to know by the name of Jesus. He is the one true Savior. He is the great I am. There's so many stories in the Bible. So many prodigals in the Bible. So many tales in the Bible that prove who he is and who he was and who he is going to become. For he is the one true God. For he is Jehovah Jireh. For he is Jehovah Raka. See, when things start not going your way and you think there's no way out, and even though Jesus has delivered you and got through so many times, has delivered you from the fire as he did the three Hebrew children, and there was a fourth among them in that fire, and that man was named Jesus. When you start to realize that he's that same God that delivered Paul and Silas from bondage when they were in prison, they begin to worship in the midst of them being imprisoned, and the chains and the shackles in the earth fell. And not just that, but the people around them got saved. When you start to realize that he has got you through all the years of your life, and he has been the one that has been holding your soul through the storm. When you start to realize that he is that same God, even though they say he is not, even though they say he is not real, but when you start to realize who he really is and what he really did for you, and when you start to turn your back on him and walk away, he is so graciously and merciful to accept you back, but you continue to forget who he is, what he did on Calvary, but he is that same God that delivered the power of the Holy Ghost to us in Acts. He is that same God that told the disciples to go out and preach and teach the gospel so that many would come to know him beyond all parts of the world. He is that same God that has healing power, that I have seen cancer be destroyed by the name of Jesus. He is that same God that I have seen broken backs put back together. I have seen spina bifida healed. I have seen scoliosis healed. I have seen endometriosis healed. I have seen blinded eyes open. He's that same God with that same power, the one I put my faith in, the one I trust every day. He is that same God. He's that same God that got you through the previous storm. He's the same God that you knelt and asked for you to become your Savior. Maybe you need to accept him as your provider today. Maybe you need to accept him as your healer today.
But I know some of us just accept him as our Savior, and we just think everything is automatic. But it takes prayer, and it takes fasting. But let me tell you, he is that same God that has that healing power. He is the same God with that delivering power. He is the same God with that miracle-working power that lives inside of you. When you start to realize he lives inside of you, and you start to work and say, I am carrying the Holy Spirit of God within inside me, and you start to realize who you are in God, the devil starts to get mad, and things start to happen to make you think that he is not that same God, but he is that same God in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Jesus, and I just thank you for who you are. Oh, Father, you're just Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And Father, I just pray that anybody gets this message will be just become to know you, Father, and be encouraged by it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.